Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And the show is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, iTunes, Shoutcast, Radio Time, TuneIn. We're also on your digital radio at 89.5. WHRV HD2 Alt Radio. You know we like to do acoustic sessions here on this show, especially live ones, brought to you with support from Carol Butler, owner of Pembroke Title, specializing in residential and commercial closings. Pembroke Title is your real estate resource, and don't forget to ask about the military discount they have there. And joining us in the studio for the very first time, and I mean the first time, we have the Band of Zion here on the program. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks so much for coming in here on your Sunday morning. And finally we get you on the show here. And what would you like to play for us first here before we get to talking?
We're going to open up with an original song called Learning.
Okay. Here is Of Zion here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Trapped beside me all the way. Overcome, understand the journey now. It just begun. Making the first steps, living best. Live so free, wonder what's this. Where I go, defining all I know. My second chance, my big boy dance. I'm in the river flow. Beside me all the way, overcome, under the sun, the journey I can just begun, making the first steps, live so best, live so free, you wonder what's next, who are we go, redefining all we know, a second chance, my big boy lands, I'm in the river flow, learning to change is learning to grow, learning in life, and we are reap what we sow, learning to grow as I'm learning to change, learning nothing in life would ever be the same, yes I'm learning to change. To grow, learning in life, and we all reap what we sow. Learning to grow as I'm learning to change. Now, we do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but doing everything with humility. We do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit. Change. the same.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Of Zion here on Hunter at Sunrise. And again, thanks so much for coming down here today on your Sunday morning. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves to our audience here this morning?
Well, my name is Quise Smith. I've been playing with Nick for a while, for years now. And we just always collab well together. So I happen to be in the neighborhood this weekend, and Nick's like, hey, man, we're playing on the radio tomorrow, so you want to come by and jam with us? I'm like, sure, man. Yeah, I'll come by and jam with you.
That's the way it is, isn't it? Just, hey, come on, let's just get some people together and play.
That's right.
And there's a radio station over here, so let's go over there and play.
Oh, yeah.
That's just as good. And the rest of you,
Brian Thomas. Nick and I go a long time back as well. I've probably known him since he was around 11 years old.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Him and my little brother were actually growing up together as kids. Uh-huh. So we've known each other since school days, and we've always been interested in music, and we love doing it. We have a great time. And when things just come together like they're supposed to, it works out, and we enjoy it.
Yeah. Have you guys been playing reggae all the time, or you play different stuff?
Well, we play a variety now. We started off dominantly as a reggae band, and then slowly, I think as we've added new members and things have changed, we've incorporated blues and funk and just a lot of styles, really. And we're branching out more and to the jam scene and things like that now.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, you guys don't play acoustic all the time, right? You play some electrified.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is a little off-centered for me right now.
Yeah, we have a lot of effects and things. So for us to kind of strip down and come in, it's pretty cool.
Oh, okay. Is this the first time you've ever done it?
I mean, outside. We do it, at home and around the campfires and things like that.
Yeah, okay. I understand. Now, you guys are working on a disc, or did you just release a disc? I saw something on your Facebook page about that.
Yeah, we were actually recording new material as we speak. We spent all day yesterday recording and getting some new stuff pressed out, and I'm excited about it. I think this summer is looking to be really well. That's when we're hoping to release it. It's about midsummer, the new album.
Well, cool. And do you have a working title for this or anything?
Not yet.
Not yet. This was a very, very in the moment type thing. There was some processes that we went through in life, and it really just brought us all together and showed us the light that we needed to make some new material music to focus in that type of direction that we had experienced.
Now, is it just three people in the band, or are there others?
Oh, there's others. We have Joe Smith is our full-time drummer. He's an amazing artist. I give him a lot of credit and respect. Mm-hmm. And also Sean Fields is our lead guitarist.
Oh, okay.
And they both are just, I'm blessed to have them in this group. You know, we kind of met under strange currencies, and we've really grown some strong bonds. And it shows, I think, through the music.
How long has the band been together?
The
way you guys talk, it seems like forever.
I'm actually not in the band. But I am in the band. I'm actually in another reggae band called Lost Soul Society. And Lost Soul Society and Of Zion, we're just a collective reggae bands from around the 757 that are all really good friends with each other.
See, Of Zion started off as Prophets of Zion, and that's when me and Quise were together. Yeah. So we were together for about 3 years doing that.
Wow.
And I took a little time off. I had some personal things. And coming back, we decided to drop Prophets from the name and just keep Of Zion.
Okay. So I was going to ask you how you got the name.
Yeah.
So I was just a fill-in bassist. And now I'm a full-time.
Now you're on for the entire ride. What else would you like to play for us here? We're talking to Of Zion, and by the way, we are live on Facebook right now, so if you see it in your feed, feel free to share it with your friends. What is this name of this next song?
This is called Carry Me Home.
Okay, here's Of Zion here on Hunter at Sunrise.
I don't know if it's that smart.
Ooh.
all of the lessons bestowed upon me. Since Jah provides and I see these blessings, and the fruits continually grow. I'd once lost my way, but now I'm coming. Jah carry me. Farther than my feet would ever go. And Jah carry me. Yes, carry me. Jah carry me home. Jah carry me home. We'll wait to clear my mind with all I'd imagined. I never knew the things I could find. I'd always felt so alone, but did not hurt your spirit. Seeing the old time, you were right here with me. So now I know, Jah carry me, farther than my feet would ever go. And Jah carry me, yes, carry. Changing, Jah keeps constantly rearranging the time I've been wasting and growing complacent. A proverbial flow, I'm redefining things I know. Waiting for the time to shake my roots, I'll get up and go. Two walls is gathered, man, I'm upside down. Waiting on a shift of gravity, holding my frowns. Eyes wide open, but for my first time waking up, I will break free from this captivity. I have had enough. One specs, too stressed, all the thoughts too complex. But I'm upset in my mind. Trying to chase my dreams and take down my destiny. The thoughts determine my choices, man, it keeps on stressing me. Papa, I'm calling, I could use your guidance. Yes, I have been praying for a holy alliance. Let your choices guide my steps. I'm living free, knowing beyond best. I step into the unknown. The bird has left his nest, yes.
Zion here on Hunter at Sunrise. Who does most of the writing? Or is this this is original music, correct?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
All original. Oh, yeah. All original. Who does most of the writing for the band?
Well, it's me and Queenie.
I just pointed at him like...
Yeah, I wrote a lot of this material up in Pennsylvania, the stuff we're currently playing. I spent some time up in Rarsburg.
Uh-huh.
And it was a really beautiful place. It was a time of change and growth. And I wrote a lot of material there. And mm-hmm. when I came home, Brian actually pushed me to continue to play some of these songs. So it's a cool process, you know.
What made you go into reggae? What attracted you?
Early on, you know, I think it was the message, you know, positivity and
the love.
Peace and love.
Yeah, yeah, the love, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so do you guys play out a lot around town, or you know, you got any gigs you want to talk about?
Well, we're doing, I think May 12th is the Hampton Roads Busker Festival, and we're going to go out and we're going to try to do this a little bigger. You know, we're going to have the actual band.
Really?
Yep.
Out on a street corner?
Yep. Yeah. On a street corner.
Interesting. Okay.
That'll be pretty cool.
The 19th.
So this is a little bit of a practice thing for you guys, getting ready for the big acoustic busking.
Yeah. Somewhat.
And then what did you say?
We got May 19th, where we got Lost Soul Society and of Zion playing at Barron's Pub in Suffolk.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be really cool.
It's going to be both of our bands. super banding it up.
Yeah, right. super jam.
Super jam.
Reggae is very popular around here, isn't it? A lot of people come out for this.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's all about the atmosphere, you know, and the lack of politics involved in it,
yeah.
Really. Especially in today's world. I mean, it just seems like, you know, everyone is kind of down and outs about how they feel about somebody. So we try to bring the positivity and keep that, you know, excitement there about music.
I mean, it's about bringing people together, you know. I think ultimately that's what the whole message is. You know, we all come together, have a good time, and, you know, kind of put our differences aside.
Yeah, showing each other that we're not too different from each other.
Yeah, Are all of you aren't from here, I'm getting the feeling, right? You were just talking about Pennsylvania. Are you from Pennsylvania?
I'm a Suffolk native, but I've moved around a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I'm from Suffolk. Brian's from Suffolk.
I'm a local here as well.
From Suffolk.
I live in the country. I live in Wakefield out in Sussex County. Anybody knows where that's at?
That's a nice town.
Oh, you know where it's at.
It's right on 460.
Oh, halfway, he dropped the 460 bomb.
Halfway from here to Richmond. I've been through there many times.
Yep.
It's not a bad town.
We got a Virginia Diner. That's about it.
Oh, yeah.
That's about it.
The Virginia Diner is a nice place. I've been there a couple of times. It's great. What else would you like to play for us here? We digress.
This is a song.
We're talking with Of Zion, by the way. I'm sorry. Go on.
This is a song called When the Trees Fall. Me and Queese collectively wrote this. We went to an anti-fracking festival back in, I think, 2015.
Anti-fracking festival?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were trying to, you know, stop the pipelines. And,
right.
We learned a lot about it. But when we came home, we wrote this song. And it's called When the Trees Fall.
Okay. Here's Of Zion. You on Hunter at Sunrise.
it all and once lost it. So many have it now, some got flame-throwing faucets, and it's costing all of our generations to come. What's next? Don't get some money to black out the sun. Black out, black out, black out, black out, black out, black out, black out. Black out, black out, black out, black out, black out, the sun. No water, no light. No water, no light. No water, no light.
It's for my feet, we shall get saved.
No water, no light.
Tree falls down. Will you make a sound when your tree falls down? Say, where will you be when your tree falls down? Will you stand your ground? Will you make a sound?
Yeah.
Whoa!
Yeah. Of Zion here on Hunter at Sunrise. Well, guys, I really thank you for coming down here today. This is cool.
Well, thank you for having us.
Certainly a different vibe for Hunter at Sunrise. I must tell you guys, I've never had anyone playing reggae on the show before, and there's always a first time for everything. That's what I say.
Sweet.
Well, thank you.
I thought you guys did a great job.
Thank you.
The acoustic instruments. And where will your band be playing again? I know you mentioned the busking thing. Is there anything else? Or
We have Barron's Pub May 19th.
Yeah.
And then I think after that we got a show in Buckets. All this is available on our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/ of Zion Music.
Okay.
Anything anybody would like to check out would be there.
Okay, excellent. Of Zion here on Hunter at Sunrise.